And
how is your lives?
Today
we will say, let's sit down.
Every
long you've been sitting
too much. Or we exchange
as you stand up.
Exchange
that you stand up and we can sit down.
We want to feel those
who sit how it is and those who stand.
But
we thank God
for
the good moment he's added us.
And we thank him
for the word he's told us through Pastor Muchibi and the interpreter. I know that they've done us good. Every word preached, if you prepare ground of yourself to be fertile, it does a work in you. Depends on how you've prepared your heart. If it is a word of the kingdom of God,
it
remains made do a work in you.
For
it's not sent and it goes back without doing nothing,
except those
who have not prepared their hearts.
Now I know you've been
told and preached well by the Spirit of God.
It's upon
you how you've prepared that heart. If you heard that those words many times,
when
we look to the one to preach us, we prepare our hearts according to how we know them. Yet we don't know how God prepared.
So
it's good you prepare your heart according to how God prepared, but not how you know that person and how not you see them.
For
that the Spirit speaks much of it,
that
when we come for gatherings,
we prepare
our hearts according to the one we know stand on our behalf in
front of us. And
it says sometimes it harms us to prepare wrongly our hearts,
and we
think that that one is limited in wisdom in things is to tell
us. And we
prepare saying he's going to give us a little wisdom.
That's
where we find it was much, but we didn't prepare our hearts to receive
it. Now
always prepare your
hearts
according to how the Spirit of God will speak through the minister.
And
then every day you'll be done a job within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We thank the Lord
for
the good time still is given us, still to come to re-empower us to prepare or to make a program
on
the way we can fulfill the promise and the call upon the nation Uganda on behalf of all the nations.
So
now if you've given out your suggestion and if you hear,
know
you are giving a suggestion on the behalf of many in the world.
It means
you have to give a suggestion for the entire world.
You're
going to be a representative for the many.
Don't
give a suggestion as if you're giving it for yourself or the five people in your house.
You're
going to give a suggestion for thousands of people. When Abraham raised the faith,
he
had to raise the faith even up to us.
And
God saw him and he
said,
Abraham will turn many.
But up to today we
are being turned because of Abraham.
In the
time Abraham believed and fought on God,
he
fought on him on behalf of the many.
It
wasn't for him alone. but for the many. And that's what caused God to say Abraham will turn many.
If
you're going to give a suggestion and think of this work, it's been given us on behalf of all nations. Now we have to bring suggestions as if we're giving it for the nations. There is a Chinese going to give a suggestion for. There is a Japanese. There is a Korean. There is a Russian you to give a suggestion
America.
For. An American.
There is
an English you're going to give a suggestion for.
Nigeria.
There is a Nigerian. Nations, as you see all of them in the world,
you're
going to give a suggestion on someone. And you're going to stand on behalf of them. Thank God he lightens us all along as how we shall move. And we give him the glory and the honor.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The reasons we are going to look at.
First,
our foundation is in this place as we know. And we want to take away every debt upon this place.
Now,
we don't be shaken in this small foundation we hold now. We want where we hold at the beginning that we don't have confusions around. Then the other, we have our car, which was given us that we keep on be on a cloud. And everything, we are on the swift cloud. It was a sign to prove us everything is to run quick. It's to happen in 1 month, and it happened. Even our mindset was narrowed in that word. For we said maybe we get an old car. But because the thought in it's coming, we had looked that it's going to help us prepare for the television quick. Shall we go ask for a license and we go on a motorbike?
Okay,
and he said the car will be quick. Those of the world honor it, he gave it to us. Straight in its coming, the television was meant to start. Want to take off the debt which can hinder us do what we want with it. But we want to write
knowledge of God
upon it the marks of the full knowledge of God. Even though we not refuse, after you've written it on it and they say you've not finished the car, you bring it back. Even though the laws we agreed on say,
if
property is once taken, it's not be brought back. Those are the laws there. If you fail, you sell it and you take the balance which remains to them. You've understood. You don't take the car back. And we shall not take it back. And we shall not sell it.
Oruganda Topazi agenda tuandikirako.
Our brother Topaz will put upon us what in the generation. The good, we have them in here. Brother Topaz designs words on the buses, on the cars. The words you could see, the good ones on the cars.
I've not
baptized for him, but he's going to do that work.
Yes, he has.
Praise Jesus. Mostly on the species focusing on the television.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Even though we still few, but let's begin. We are briefly going to study why God uses the few people to redeem the many. Why God uses a few, very few people to redeem the many. It's the issue we are going to look at. And that issue springs right from falsehood and truth. The one who entered sin was one. The one who went to take it out is one.
You know,
let me tell you a secret in that word.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Echama Katonda omanyi Satani agamba yensi yatandi kojiri mbanga alichi.
You know, Satan says he began to deceive the world and he was one.
Eranga kitaye wabalimbo.
And is the father of the liars.
And
he tells God, you cannot bring many
saviors.
There is no justice there in equality.
You
must sure of your savior if you will save them.
If you bring many,
there will not be justice there.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
A fair game with where you know
the fair play is meant to be like that. The deceiver to be one and the one of truth must to be one. One of truth to spread truth to people. As the deceiver deceived many.
The
deceiver of the world yet recruited many in it. Now what I say is one. Why does God use a very few people to redeem the many? The reason is this: the deceiver, it entered by one person. Even truth is meant to enter by one person. That's why reason comes why God always uses a few people to redeem the many. That Satan
not
there arguing that they brought many redeemers.
Yes, we
praise
Jesus.
And then justice begins to happen. For all long we know our God is of justice.
The
issue is why God uses a few people to redeem the many.
We
told you deception entered by the one person. And even truth enters by the one person.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So yes,
it's the reason why we want to hear about this. In the book of the Judges, Judges 7, God begins by telling Gideon this. We want to pass through it.
And
move on, see how we finish the other issues. The three issues which are before us right now. To finish payment of this land. To finish the payment of our car. Mostly to put the television of God. That of the nation. On behalf of all the nations.
Judges 7
from verse 1.
Awo Yerubali ye Gideoni n'abantu bonna abaali naye ne bagolokoka mu makya ne basiisira ku luzzi Kalodi. N'olusiisira lwa Midiyani lwali ku luuyi lwabwe olw'obukiiko obwa kkono ku mabbali g'olusozi Mole mu kiwonvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Gideon in HB in Jachiari Nacho.
Gideon and the group he had.
But
remember, Gideon initially was one. And God told him, you're going to go in your strength.
And
redeem the people of Israel. Your people, the Israel. He told him, I cannot go because I am poor. Our household is very poor and I'm the least among them.
He
told him, don't dare speak again like that.
We
believe that always when God comes meet us.
For
he meets each individually and he tells you. But under you he has put very many other people. But they cannot get strength except he first you to have it. For he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. Verses 7 unto
11.
And
he
told him, you're going to cross the Israelites into Canaan. You yourself. But first get strengthened. And get courageous. God begins with you as a person. And joins you a group of a few people. And begin to bring salvation in the world. Praise Jesus so much.
So, amazimagari wegate.
Now the truth is like this, and the answer in that question.
akozesa abantu batono nnyo ate okununula abangi.
Why God uses very few people to redeem the many.
Agamba nti obulimba bwayingira ku bw'omu.
And he said deception came in by one person.
Ate n'amazima bwegatyo.
And even the truth like that.
Yayingira ku lw'omu.
It enters by one person.
Okufa kwayingira ku lw'omu.
Death came by one person.
Obulamu ne buyingira ku lw'omu.
Life too entered by one.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much. But when we read in the Judges chapter
7,
Gideon and his group had encamped where a river was. The sign of the river represents the Holy Spirit. I think we remember in John. John 7:38-39. The streams of living waters represent the Holy Spirit. These people, indeed they had encamped where the Holy Spirit was. But all of them could not hear him. The very few are the ones who can hear him. Now the enemies too had encamped on their side opposite. What I want to show you, why Gideon and the group God had given him, they had encamped where a river was. We've understood the sign of the river, what it means. When explain John 7:38-39, the sign of the flowing rivers
is
of the Holy Spirit. But not all who've gathered there that they can tap of that spirit or get the power of the Holy Spirit in the way he wants.
So
they were meant to lick water like dogs and licking water like dogs
in
so quick speed. You know when a dog is drinking,
its
drinking is quick always. Very quick, there's no time.
Remember,
has to lick water speedily, for it doesn't use its mouth. Have you seen a dog well drink water? You see, it put its mouth and it's drinking water. It does what? It licks with a tongue at very randomly.
Now,
those people are the ones God seeks for. We told him, tell those all who are afraid to go back to their tents. Those who were afraid were among them, yet they were claiming to be bold. When they told them, they realized they are afraid and they went back.
He
told
him,
still these people are still many. Among them, those holding the wrong thoughts. And they say they will claim they are the ones who have redeemed Israel. Them to want to get them out. Now take them on the river. Those who kneel down, drink of the water. You take them out. Those who lick it as a dog, those are the ones going in the work. Very high speed. You know how a dog upholds water and drinks it randomly, quick. Time of licking the Holy Spirit. Speedily, with serious carefulness, yet you have to get satisfied. That's why the reason those things we are like that.
Things
of the shadows which are done by this man for the era of Gideon. Let's read and we hear. Judges chapter 7 verses 2.
Mukama nagamba Gideon nti abantu abali nawe bayinza obungi. Nzo kuwa abamidiani mumukono gwabwe.
Mukama yagamba Gideon.
God told Gideon.
Watandika weka.
You began alone.
Wada abantu.
You've given your people.
Na ye banji.
But there are very many.
Sagara banji.
I don't want the many.
Atenze sisobola kati kubawa bamidiani bano mbawangu.
And I can't give you the Midians that you win them.
Ngamuli banji bwe.
When you are very many like that.
Echichota naba manya.
What you've not realized yet.
Obubaka buno.
This message.
Olugendo
the journey of heaven, journey of salvation. It's needed in the entire world.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. To know schemes of Satan,
yes,
the entire world needs it. Even the many we study,
yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Na ye katonda,
but God,
tasobola
this time cannot accept the congregation to be many that begin salvation in the world. Once very few people, then he gives us the entire world. We tried. That God brings the many, but I first put salvation in place. Then I bring the many. Then I give you the world. I want you the few. Now with the few then, we are rather lazing. We
say,
no, God bring the big ones.
You
will not praise yourself. I want you. Those who not praise that they began the television. And they knew they worked by the strength of God.
You
left your land and sold it. How you praise yourself after?
You
said God gave me strength to give it out. Not for me to, I needed it. But this with plenty, they boost and begin to say, I had wealth and I gave a portion to God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Once you give it out, you have no strength.
You realize
it was his strength for you to give.
Kati abalala bebinju we banatandi kati
will begin
ewana atyanga go yaline ekitono wakola.
They will now have a way to boost when you with a little gave and did the work.
Unewana chinga fa baby tono twa
wa. How will you boost when we with few we gave out?
Go we binjo na imira.
You of plenty, where will you stand?
Chuvula katonda atulemedde
ko. That's why God insists on us.
Anga musaga.
He say you're joking.
Nze sigenda kubata mwa batindi mwe mugendo kola.
Let you the few, you are the ones to do the work.
Sigena kola na banji.
Not going to work with the many.
Fika tumgaleta banji tusondegoro.
Bring
Murundi
the many. And we raise money once we finish.
He
said, not my brothers.
Some of them
boost, I want you will not boast of it. Judges 7 verses 2.
Mukama nagamba Gideon nti abantu abali nawe bayinza obungi. Zokuwa ba Midiani umukono gwabwe. Isirayiri alemo kunenyu mirilizako nga ayogera nti omukono gwangenze gwegundo kodde. Olinyo lokusatu. Kale nno kakano gendo olagire. Gendo olangire mu matu g'abantu nti buli atya akankana addeyo ave ku lusozi Gireyadi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Yamugamba.
He told him,
Gideon,
let me tell you, Gideon, you determined it's right.
Na ye, abantu boni na babanji.
That people you have, there are very many.
Sigena kuba buroko zibu abantu, kukuangura bala bibonda munsi.
I will not give you salvation to overcome all enemies in the world.
Kubanga abayisirayiri bagenda kunewanirako.
Israelites will begin to boost over me.
Nti bakola na amanyi
ga buroko. That they fought with their strength to get salvation.
Soko tudire mbolonje.
Let's repeat that verse.
Ekyabalamuzi esuula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Judges 7 verses 2.
Mukama n'agamba Gideoni nti abantu abali naawe bayinza obungi nz'okuwa Abamidiyaani mu mukono gwabwe. Isirayiri aleme okunneenyumiririzaako ng'ayogera nti omukono gwange nze gwegundokodde.
Kisibulwa nga Isirayiri anneenyumiririzaako.
Israel began to boast over me.
Kankuwe twandigenze wa president.
Let me tell you, we would have gone to the president.
Naye naye akyamusibiddeyo.
Yet we still blocked him out.
Kisibulwa nga bamwenyumiririzaako.
They boosted the ones who did the work.
The TV bagiteekawo.
They put the television in place.
Nga yamukama.
And it's of the Lord.
Era yakola n'abo abamutegeera.
And he worked with those who understood him.
Yayogera nabo waayo.
Spoke with them, give out.
Wabula mu nsonga eno kyolina
omumanya. This issue, what you have to know. Bw'atya
okuwaayo.
You fears to give out, first go home and sleep. You fears give out your little land.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus. This involves some people get afraid.
And
they are those to get determined. And they say, I don't know what's next. Don't bring it back. You of that kind first go back home.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Told
him there are people already afraid over this issue.
And
what I tell you, it's so big for you. First, tell those afraid to get back in
our house.
Let me tell you, have our little possessions. Someone is afraid, they say, I don't expect they will restore it back to me.
And
some are afraid, they say, no. Others say 300 million is much. Those are already afraid. If you can gain strength, but you're already afraid. Another thing,
things
are of my children to inherit. What will they inherit? I have built somewhere. I have my plot. Different plots. My children will inherit what? You are already afraid. You have strengthened and courageous. As it tells Joshua in Joshua 1, verse 7 to 11.
Strong and courageous,
or you withdraw. Don't yet trouble us that you give suggestions, for it's meaningless. Don't you see that? Go even home the way to time. When we begin the television, come back a new generation. For you're going to waste our time.
Please
shall prepare a few ways. We are not afraid.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
know where it's reached now, God doesn't want to be wasting his time.
Christabel
give us a vision on the others.
He
said all the
rest
of you
have
you want to build another use, first do the work of the Lord.
I have business,
you want to open another, you first stop it. We do the work of the Lord. Wait, buy another and you will first do the work.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
But
if you're afraid, you first go for among the many are those who are afraid. In the those who say, say after I beat them and we overcome, I will come out and support.
And
you want to show what we've done. afraid on this issue. He didn't just stay from ministry. But on this mission, he told them first go back home. Lest you threaten us, make us afraid also. Things ever happened before. When they sent the 12 spies, they were meant to send two. The 10 were already afraid.
Now,
God doesn't want a situation repeat again.
Then
those to weaken us,
who
found we are very great giants, and they are told we shall not be able to stand them. When
we
reached the generation of Gideon, what happened last time I saw it?
Don't go with those men.
At least they go too. That's why the sending of the Lord Jesus, he called 12 and he also sent two of them,
that
there not be a third one to mess them up.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Now, what you have to know, if you're afraid as we speak of the television, and you fear to take away what you have, God's not told you take away the little one you have.
He's
used Acts chapter 4. Those who have many, they sold, and they brought to the work of the Lord.
We want
to make the television of God not for apostles.
If
its name, you know it very well. It's
Focus of God.
It's called Focus of God.
Focus of
it's not Focus of Apostle Witness.
KTV.
It's not KTV.
Chiganda TV. Neda.
Chiganda TV.
Even though
you think it's Kingdom TV.
Kingdom what?
What?
Kingdom.
Which kingdom?
Okay, you can
even leave that. Don't want even to begin to involve in that.
But
you too, you hear the word
the Focus of God TV.
Focus of God TV. It's not us to be focused on.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But if you are afraid,
issue
of proclaiming, and you say, I am already afraid, even my little land, I
need
to take it. Even my money, count, I expected to build little rooms for myself, that I
can
get out 500,000 a month. Those are what God tells us of. Let me tell you, you see, the thing is hard. God called us in a meeting at 3.
But
it's us, are we the only ones on Sunday alone? We are very many.
Think,
why is it that all cannot reach at 3? Everyone has the toilings they are involved in. Let me tell you,
to
lay a heart towards God is a long, broad word.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yamugamba,
he told him, everyone who is afraid, first tell them to go back.
Katuolide.
Let us hear.
Chavalamze sule yo msambu, noru nyiri yoro kusatu.
Judges 7 verses 3.
Kale nukakano, gendo ulangire. Mumatuga haba ntunti, buliatia akankana, adeya fe kurusozi gire yadi.
Hii buliatite.
Everyone trembling and with fear.
Ukankana.
You are trembling.
Gugamba tepane mtu yobizimu.
Say those things are hard.
Tesimanyo watu na inzo jite
ikawo. I don't know we shall be able to put it, I don't know. I feel I cannot give.
In
the scripture we are going to see. One day the Lord Jesus said, let me go see those who are giving offerings. He went aside, he watched them giving offerings. He saw what they put in, how they were. He wondered the people.
No,
you think God doesn't see you when you're giving. Angel stands there and he too is there. He sees how you give with your hearts. Giving too, he looks at it. Looks at coming your gatherings alone.
But
he looks at all those things.
So
doesn't look on concerning his works.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now let us think like this. We seeming few, yet we can do it. But just this to be determined, need to cease to be afraid, to touch what we have to give out, putting in place the work of God. What will be next? What God promises, the plenty. Yet there are the many good things
that
are to be put there by the few people. Let us move on.
Judges 7
verse 3.
Ne waddayo ku bantu obukumi bubiri mu enkumi bbiri ne wasigalawo kakumi.
22,000.
Abo be basinga obungi ku basigalawo.
They are the majority, more than those who remained.
Uraba bandi wagon yeyo.
You see that band wagon just moving?
We are in a big group
with people who are not profitable in that moment. This time we need people each is profiting.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
each one is profiting. You know, one day God was speaking of people who were idle, and he said, warn those people, I don't want people idle among my church.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The bigger portion went back, a third of the team, and they remained a quarter of them.
In
the quarter remains, it's surprising. Among them too, they were not
persecuted.
Still, they were among people who were still afraid.
Those
not afraid, but still not quick at working. All those afraid left. They say there are 22,000.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Very
many already afraid.
See, you reach
on the battle line, you
stand
down criteria. And
tell them, let's go.
And can't hold their hands for their even more than you who are strong. They all were afraid. Yet we are a bandwagon group moving.
Yeah,
yeah. We are going.
And God is
done
as well.
That is truth. But you cannot stand with them. Speaking of what we need, you already get afraid. You see your land in your village of acres, of plenty acres. Portions support the work of God. You see poverty struck you, finished you. Fear is of many ways. Even those who fear cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
You
read it well. Revelation 21:8. Those who fear will not enter the kingdom. For people who fear, they can even steal. They can be immoral,
worshiping
idols and things like those. And all go in the same place.
It
had got to stand with those who people who are afraid. Now another.
Does it
want people who bow down to situation every time?
Every
question coming, you bow down, cry. Once you handle things quick,
that's
the one people who are weak and lazy. Going on the river, drink the Holy Spirit. They are kneeling to waste time kneeling. That I put my mouth on the water. There's no time to waste like that. Those who lick water like dogs. Imagine who put that foot in them to lick water.
It's not
human to lick water like a dog.
But
the Holy Spirit pointed on each one of them. He gave them away. Let's move on. Judges 7:4.
Mukama nagamba Gideoni nti abantu bakyayinze obungi baserengese ku mazzi. Nange naba kukemerera eyo.
Nangamba kati omanyi.
He said right now you know.
Wali simanyi zibadde mitwalo.
Though it has been 22,000.
Ee mitwalo jijo. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ebikumi bibiri ne
mitwalo ebiri mwe 12.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Nangamba bagenzi.
He said they have gone.
Ne bana basigadde bachali
ba. These two remaining among them still.
Njagala kukema.
I want to sift them.
Njagala testing.
I want to test them.
Wadeba koyeseza kukema.
It's testing, sifting them.
I
want to test them.
Gwe.
You bring your land. Lord, my land. Now God can test you.
He'd
say, okay. You have money on account. Bring some. Lord, I have debts. I have debts here. You can ask who pays debts off. And who watches over? And who builds?
Where
the problem comes, those afraid when they leave. Among them, there are those who fear tests.
And
God put the tests in the different ways. Praise Jesus. Let me test the remaining.
Andrew,
go ask your land from your home, bring it. Our people are not easy. I've told you, go. Lord, I'll go with who?
I told you
go with who when it's been telling you. I will be the first ahead of you.
Now,
tests remain in the midst. For you're going to redeem Israel. Those who remain the quarter of them. There was a quarter of a quarter was the one to redeem. A third of them left. A quarter has remained. still among the quarter, those who cannot be able to stand what's meant to tell them to be done.
Those
never sensed and never heard of the Holy Spirit, what he is saying. And he said, take them on the river. We are going to see our relation with the Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus. And
we see
those who drink him with wisdom and understanding how they handle, and they quickly handle things. For I want things which are quick.
Chabalamuze sura yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Judges 7 verses 4.
Mukama nagamba Gideoni nti abantu bakyayinza obungi baserengese ku mazzi nange nabagesereze eyo. Awo olunatuuka eyo gwe nakugamba nti ono anagenda naawe yanagenda naawe.
When we reach there,
nze gwe ngenda okuga nti ono nono
be one to tell you this and this I want to work with. They are the ones you'll go with. Whom will he point on? You know what surprises most, brethren? God would have wanted to point on all of us. Those who put television of that foundation. But I tell you, brethren, all of us are not easy. Our mindset, not quick to think. How is the kingdom of God going to handle it? One woman came from a far country. She's called the woman from the south,
Queen.
The Queen of Sheba. She came from there. What brought her is to come see the wisdom God had put in King Solomon. And she said,
but
on the day of the Lord of judgment,
she's
going to come out judge this generation.
And she said, be
moved a long journey, come seek for wisdom.
Understand?
Yet you are in the land of wisdom, yet you have not been able to reach it.
The
judgment, she will appear there.
That
you are the source.
But
refuse to use it well.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on.
Chabalamuzi esule yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwokuna.
Judges 7 verses 4.
Ti Mukama nagamba Gideoni nti abantu bakyayinza obungi baserengese ku mazzi nange nabagesereze eyo. Awo olunatuuka eyo gwe nakugamba nti ono anagenda naawe yanagenda naawe. Era buli gwe nakugamba nti ono tagende naawe yatagende naawe. Olunyo olwokutaano, awo naserengesa abantu ku mazzi. Mukama nagamba Gideoni nti buli anaakomba ku mazzi n'olulimi ng'embwa bwekomba oyogono ya ulamu.
Told him what Gideon you're meant to do. Before you need yourself, look at them.
So
you analyze them, see those who are working. The Bible says in Thessalonians, look among the you who do and do work much.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You too
involved watching
yourself.
Not the people, but I want you to see and know them. Me too, I want to see now. Where are you?
Yes,
praise Jesus. I want to see you.
So
now God knows those who can.
But
some we are already still afraid.
Say,
you two are when you test them that we see them. Those who
are
going to lap water alone as the dogs.
They are
the ones we move with. That sign of
lack
of waters, it involves many things.
We
know the river represents the Holy Spirit.
John
7:38-39. Who are those who can pass through the situation of tension and they bear him to be filled
speed,
and they work at speed at the pace the Holy Spirit is on?
Yes, we have
praise Jesus. For know this like this. When a dog goes to drink water,
wajira bako buruji.
You have seen it how it drinks it.
Si terina manyo buruji
it has
mkawera.
No tooth well enough in its mouth.
Ntiyandi waniri damazi agoneka mnevunira.
Held water to block its mouth.
Atichira atiswa kubunira buruji.
The other can't block the mouth well.
Nicho kulana.
And the other
tisubura kubatika mazi.
It cannot begin to hold water in its mouth. When it drinks, it has to throw it through its mouth.
At a speed.
And speedily. Or even it is thirsty at the same time. But it begins to get water randomly.
At least
get a dog when you live here. See how it drinks water. It leaks water at randomly. And it has to prove it gets satisfied quick. It
needs
speed this thing, my brothers. Even with serious carefulness. It's careful. Water shouldn't come back. And it drinks it speedily. And it doesn't make it strangling its neck.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That was the sign.
Showed
those to work with the Holy Spirit high, at a high speed.
In
the other language used to, a language of tapping.
Tapping
those who will tap quick the Holy Spirit. Those
who
will be able to move at his pace.
The
kingdom of him is flowing at the same time moving on. He seeks for others. How have you got him instantly there? Even though it doesn't finish from where it comes from. But the season of being on the river truth comes to pass and finishes.
Judges 7
verses
5. Nagamba kumazi n'olulimi ngembwa bwekomba oyogono ya ulamu. Era bwatyo buli anaafukamira ku maviivige okunywa. Olunyo lw'omukaaga. N'omuwendo gw'abo abaakomba n'olulimi nga batadde engalo ku mumwa baali abasajja 300. Naye abantu abalala bonna ne bafukamira ku maviivigaabwe okunywa amazzi.
Babadde bameka?
How many were they?
Babadde basigaddewo.
10,000 men.
Yes, we have
a promise Jesus so much. 10,000 men. They remained only 300. The rest began to bow down to everything. Wasting time. Everything comes, you bow to it. Very slow. Slow pace, friends. These ones began to prepare bowing, putting their mouth in the water. Friends, how many are we remaining? We who will do this work. Let me tell you, brethren, it's the first. The fear among us is too much. For we hear many are out there having things we can use.
There are
not many for the past with them.
It
knew their issue. And he brought those who have few.
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus. But our spirits are afraid. We say, will it be possible? Those not afraid feel weakness, so let's give it years. They are bowing down.
First,
kneel down while they first hold in their mind. They first wrap their trousers. Those who cut, they pull them up.
There
is no time for that. Imagine how things will be ahead. How I'm going to be in what place. According to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 11. First Thessalonians 5:11.
Era muzimbaganenga buli muntu munne era nga bwe mukola olunyole 12 naye tubeegayirira abooluganda okumanyanga abafuba okukola emirimu mumwe ababafuga mu mukama waffe abababuulirira 13 n'okubasangamu ekitiibwa ennyo nnyini mu kwagala olw'omulimu gwabwe mubeerenga n'emirembe mumwe olunyole 14 era tubabuulirira abooluganda ti munenyenga abatambula obulungi Basithalonike ekisooke suula ey'okutaano olunyiri lwa 14 era tubabuulirira abooluganda munenyenga abatambula obulungi munenyenga abatatambula bulungi mugumyenga abalina omwoyo omunafu muyambenga abatalina maanyi mugumikirizenga eri bonna
owulidde ekigambo ekyo
you hear that word
atandisa atugamba
he's begun telling us
tumanyi abo abakola ennyo
we know those who work hard among us
tegeezera muffe mujja kulabikamu abakola
ennyo in us will appear those who work hard
era nga agamba
and he says that
basibwemu ekitiibwa
let them be honored
newankubadde tugenda kuba bitiibwa
though we not going to honor you
byakubawa ntebeza
mwezi
banaatuulangako
giving you front seats you'll sit on
nga engeri y'amakuŋŋaaniro gali buliri
like the way of the other synagogues how it
is amakanisa agakuŋŋaanira mu bifo ebyenjawulo
churches in different places
kubanga bo kye baakola
for what they did
abo bakola ennyo ne babaako ebitiibwa bye baabawa
those who worked hard they gave them physical honors
n'entebe zaabwe nezaawolwako
their seats were separated from the
other
but it's not going to be like that
akola ennyo yaani
who is that who works hard
ekyo nakyo kibuuzo
kiri awo that is another question
akola ennyo yaani
who is that who works hard
yoyo agenda okulabikanga obusobozi bwe buli n'akola
one will appear as the ability is and they work
obanga alina kitono mu kitono ekyo nga mwakolera ennyo
they have a little and in the little they do and work hard
kubanga olaba
for you see
mutu ayinza okuba n'obukadde nga bitaano
someone can have like 500 millions
n'awaayo emitwalo ataano
and they give their 500,000
n'omulala n'abeera n'obukadde bwe 10
and another has their 10 million
n'awaayo obukadde bubiri
and they give 2 million shillings
ani abeera akola ennyo
who has worked hard among those
kati kangeze bwene
let me give an example
ayina obukadde bitaano
the one with 500 millions
awaddeyo obukadde 10
given 100 millions
ayina obukadde 10
the one with 10 millions
awaddeyo obukadde
they give 2 millions
ani akoze
who has worked harder
wanji ayina obukadde 10
one with 100 millions
awaddeko obukadde 10
given 10 millions
I know bukadde 10
the one with 10 million
awaddeko million b
is given 2 millions
ani akoze njo
who has worked harder one of 2 million 10 million
omanyi ndi atodde ku kitono kye naye n'atuulira ddala
gotten from his little and given the much
oli ku kingi kye
the one from their much
they
have gotten a little from there
naye agambye okunenya abali idol
but say us to rebuke those who are idol
oliawo tolina makulu
and you're there you are useless
ekintu ekinyiiza
aba that thing angers people
era abambaga naye mazima sina makulu banna
I'm useless
ekigeno kufuula omuntu atalina makulu
what makes someone useless is one thing
ne bw'oba olina kitono wandikoze nga bw'osobola
n'okola little you'd have done as you can in that little
nini kitono kyonna okyagaana nze sinakuŋŋaanya
kuweza
eyo kyekikuviirako okuba nti olumu tolina
makulu
obwakabaka bwakano ne bagamba oyo omuntu talina
makulu
ekisooka y'omu kuba taterera
kuweerezaali
talina nekyayamba
and they even help nothing
kakati y'omu kuba tawaanya
abatatereera
buli kiseera bagwa buli kiseera yagwa
every time the ones falling
n'olugezigezi
they are wisecers
ate kwegamba talina kyakuyamba
ate
siyani badde n'empisa n'ayamba abatalina mpisa okufuna empisa
character to make others rich of character
kale n'obaako woogasa
and you profit somehow
naye mu contribution tosobola
contribution you cannot
ebya sente tosobola
things of money you can't
n'ebyokwasisa empisa tolina
even character wise you don't have
kugagwata wanya
now you are
traveling
and Bible comes out say you are useless
You are
there to trouble others.
We're
not abusing any person.
Church
of Christ, and sometimes you don't profit others. Something very bad.
2
Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 6. He says this.
2 Thessalonians 3:6. Era tubalagira abooluganda mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo mweyawulenga eri buli owooluganda atatambula bulungi newankubadde mu mpisa zebaweebwa ffe.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Engeri eri gye tusomye eyombalamu zesule yomusa.
Other way we've read in Judges 7. Brethren who came before, we are very many. But they were afraid.
The
commands given us, they could not move by them.
The
second group which could not lick water like a dog. Strong, yet they boosted among themselves and they were lazy. And they could not move on the speed of God. That's why he has said,
some
brethren who cannot move as commands which God has given us, sometimes you are going to avoid them.
But
we agree like here today, and they go aside this
way.
Yet they speak it in the midst of others. We've agreed. Matthew 18:19 says,
where
2 or 3 sit agree on something, God is going to do it. We get our colleagues. They pass in others. Now people look for
this.
After Apostle makes a
name
for himself, he's matured then. He will be high up there. You think he will see us? And that is what you speak.
He
gave us other commands. You too have other things you think. You know, one of what hinders us is that
someone says
apostle is going to be powerful.
But
let me tell you, power never comes from us. Power comes from God.
First Corinthians
chapter 4:6-7. What's done is give us the treasure of knowledge and put it in the vessels of clay, and exceeding power comes from God. Our being raised in the new generation in the entire world, power is not to come from us.
We
to release the knowledge as is given us. But when we are lifted, let me say one thing. When you are in your home, in the home where you grew up,
your
father is very poor, how do you feel?
He gets
rich, or you ask him to remain poor. When
he
gets rich, the father will be known on the village. The question is, you too, won't you be known? One get angered for your father has gotten rich. What form of a child are you? Is the apostle.
Going to be lifted
high at your law.
You enjoy
your father clothing rags.
You
really enjoy that. I don't say I'm your father, but I'm an example to you.
If
I be a bad example and a bad situation, what will they speak of you?
In
times past, the apostle still moves on the feet.
What form
of apostle are they having?
Funny
man, where does
will
they drive cars, those ones?
He's
not driving when
he prays.
They release words. He can't give what he can't have. The person gives what they have.
And
they bring
anointing
flows from the head. You forget the changing of full knowledge.
All the lifting
up of the
colonization
is our lifting all of us. We are in the same home. The house is of the rich. And they will say the house of the rich.
What
they call you the villages when you got rich there. Children of the rich. What surprises, even change schools for your father is rich. When you get poor, your father puts you in the schools which are cheap. You think if we lifted on the television, there will be apostle on television.
Focus of God,
the focus of God, the Father be lifted.
And that is
the word we will come with the new generation. I would have played that advert for I left it home. We have the advert we're building.
Ours
is broad, it will take like 2 minutes. It has much to show
you.
You yourself will be lifted. As I'm lifted, you too lifted. Why do you think it's me alone being lifted? And it's good.
Everyone is
taken care of. You see, they move from a level to another. No more in the old ways.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus. Let's read verse 7. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 7.
Kubanga mwe mwenyini mumanyi nga bwe kibagwanira okutugobereranga kubanga tetwali makutambula bulungi mumwe. Olinyo lwo munana. Sita tuliyanga mere ya muntu. Sita tuliyanga mere ya muntu yenna ya bwerere. Naye mukufuba nokukowa twakolanga emirimu ekiro n'emisana.
We try to be like that. And
you
know all seasons we've been with you. I would have
felt
you've been heavy our way, but we've not been heavy laden your way.
Did
Pastor Bosa be heavy laden your way?
Has he ever
come to you, beg you of your things? And say you shouldn't eat meat for have not eaten.
No, let's
see what foundation is given us. People need of what we've studied of, a few. Those who can see how we see.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For
Gideon needed people who have a heart like his, who
know
that God's given us strength, them strength to do that work of redeeming. Those who not come out praise themselves after we put the television,
and
say, if I didn't put a hand, it was not to stand.
You
come and say, thank you God,
your hand
is powerful, which is worked with us. Those are what Gideon needed.
And
do not be heavy laden to any person.
They
that trouble any person. That's why
he
says, learn from us at least. We need people. Though you would have worked,
do
not give us commands that will leave the commands of God.
It will
be in a way like that. You retain your own things. For the truth, if you bring your 200 millions,
or
50 or 10, or 5, and you're going to attach commands on it, why God is chasing you right now to go away? Reason why, where I passed, I wasn't able to be with those I was with. The way we passed, we've met people with money, with many commands attached, and we avoided them.
There
are those we found.
They are
ready to put television by the place. But they have conditions attached on that. God told me, run from these ones. Leave them and go. Don't move where I go, and I couldn't tell them. And they left us quaint. They were driving those cars. When I speak of those
cars,
teacher Isaac knows them. They were coming from Amazing Grace. Wanted a really big house. I go in there after they built. They want to eject money. Want to bring their whites. You know, there's a woman who called
Mercy.
What was her rightful name? Alex.
All
money in different businesses. But the command. When I refused them, she didn't even come to hear from me again. Can't be going to be commanded by God and people at the same time.
That's
how you're going to pervert. And we ran from them, most of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
we want all of us appear in the same way. And we are not going to praise ourselves. But we
are
going to be glorifying God our Father. Together with the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's accept the way of the Holy Spirit. Bible speaks of him in John 16.
Now
when he comes, will not glorify himself, but to lift up the Son.
So
even when the Son came, he glorified the Father on the world.
Now,
if you want to work with the Holy Spirit and we glorify ourselves, yet himself never glorifies himself,
he
glorifies the word of God, our Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read on here.
Abasesalonike chokubiri esuli yokusatu nolu nyiri yoro muenda.
2 Thessalonians 3 verses 9.
Siku banga chitulina buyinza netuwe wayo jemuli ngechokula birako mulioke mutugobererenga.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You
know, for it is much. We have the right. And I can come and say, God told you. Give out this.
Don't
give it,
it's
going to strike at beat you.
Kugamba,
and I tell it to you,
gana,
you refuse and he will beat you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And it dawns and I come. And you have your land.
Gamba.
And go say, give us the land. If you refuse, he will beat you for that.
For it
is there, you can even go command people
and
put tension on them for that. And they beat them to give it by force. God wants to wash over the word of the minister.
You
remain reason with people. God says this, you do this and that. But I can wake up, I wake up one day, and I've known what you have, I come to speak of them. And they say, if you don't do it, God will beat you for that.
And will
beat you very well. The authority is there. But we retain it. And we want God that you work with love.
What's
my calm point? Give that to your house.
You know those
who did that, they did it.
But
when you begin like that, you begin
to
do it by your desires. Hebrews.
And
you rob the people. And you know, command in the will of God. For we have authority for that. For we have
given
a right to point on what we want. That John 15:7.
If you
abide me in my word in you, ask what you need. Wake up
on me.
God that has plenty lands, I need that one.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I don't know if you've heard well the verse. If
you
know well John
15:7,
I prove I'm in Christ.
In
his words are in me.
I wait,
see you with plenty. I
say,
God, that's what I need. But we don't use that authority like that. Because sometimes you may fail to govern it and you begin to oppress the children of God. And you don't use it in the will of God and use it for your own desirings. And you get much profits from people.
But
you don't use it like that. We don't do that at all. This authority you may say, Lord, I'll not speak of this person of anything,
but
give me a word to speak to them. It's possible you wake up.
This
person has to give out the land.
This
person has to give out that money of the land. If they refuse, beat them for me. And he beat you for that. Let's repeat this verse.
Second Thessalonians 3:9. Kubanga tulina obuyinza. Kubanga si kubanga tetulina buyinza naye twewaayo gye muli ng'ekyokulabirako mulyoke mutugobererenga.
You hear that word?
Not,
that authority is not there, but to give to the people ourselves. Do as an example that they learn always to give without being forced, to work with God.
Yet,
it's possible you wake up one day and you use authority well and pray prayers to people. Those who rebel do work of God
and
say, God beat them for that. Beat them if you pray in truth. In John 15:7, you are in Christ.
It
is what are in you. What speak of is what is needed the exact.
It's
sometimes it's a Lord. Don't uproot them. Let me fast.
Let
them see the fruits to come out. You know, what did the father say it?
Now this
tree is dry without fruits. I'm going to uproot it. Jesus asked the Lord, give me a chance. I water these trees.
We see
next fruit to come out. You know, you see, not good as growing tension in our midst between us and God. It doesn't beat us, we don't work.
And
not good be as a servant, pray people to be beaten. When you grow them in tension, they have no peace. Tell them bring 100,000, they run. Fall in curse, for you told them to bring it. Those are ways you grew up in. Those who served with you before, that's how they did it to you.
If
you say give and you refuse, and they pray for you to be beaten, and they pray for business to be destroyed, you refuse to give. That's why they struck you always. After he went, used another authority.
Used
it in the way which is not right. Or in the right way, but in his own desirings. Now that situation, many were beaten and you know it.
But
not the way we want to move by. But it is possible. It is possible. Someone refuses what God told them. Those who say you put a television and the person has appeared, he refuses. We
don't
reach them plenty times. And they are the ones who first gave us the vision. People brought the vision.
Say,
God told you to do this.
Waiting
money when it will come in my time.
But
I can go outside. God, you refuse, yet you know it. You beat him for me. And he beats you.
But
you refuse. And you remain and you refuse. And
we
pray, God give us grace or reveal us the grace that we understand it.
But someone
refuses to give
when
you have ability to give, and you pray beatings and they beat them, and you pray them they get bedridden for a month. You know, angels of God, they sent them. The one they sent on the birth of John the Baptist. Now his father refused the report. That message say we're going to give birth.
Said,
now be blind, block that mouth.
Don't
speak till the child will be born. How dare you contend with what God says?
It's
possible it works out.
You refuse to what he wants.
Say God block that their mouth.
Reasons
are never fulfilled.
We don't want
the situation to be like that. We
want
work with God and we feel peace
and
feel joy, be happy and be see good things and be in grace. We are in love, which is much, and patience with joy. One of the things we have here is the joy. Those
who
see the joy, though they go in our homes. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 10.
Kubanga era bwe twali gye muli twabalagira bwe tutyo nti omuntu yenna bw'agaana nga okukola emirimu n'okulya talyanga.
Praise Jesus.
Ekiragiro kyali ndi agaana okukola emirimu.
The command says the one who refuses to do the work in the world, in the serving of God, let them lack what to eat.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You refuse to work even now we have spiritual and natural gifts in the body to do like that. Many we sit home, we refuse to work in the flesh and spiritually. And at least he said, let them not eat. Let us hear. Second Thessalonians 3 verse 11.
Kubanga tu ulida anti eriya abamu abata tambula bulungi mumwe nga tebakola mirimu gyabwe nakatono.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Na kamandi tuulira.
He said that we hear.
Manyiri ya guru nensi basigala
babulira. You know, heavens and earth remain hearing.
Nga abantu ambaganya okola mukama byabaganya.
People refuse to do what God tells them to do.
Kola bwoti nogana.
Do this you refuse.
God
spoken with some of us
and
we have things to do.
Sometimes
we refuse
and you
are given excuses. Let's repeat this verse.
2 Thessalonians 3 verse 11. Kubanga tu ulira anti eriya abamu abata tambula bulungi mumwe nga tebakola mirimu gyabwe nakatono wabule ejaba lala.
You hear
what happens? The works of God, and you ignore them. You begin to do works of others.
You're
going to build for your father.
God commands
you, you go to build for the father. Let's repeat the verse.
Again.
Is it wrong building for your father? It's not wrong. Why do you know what those of God to do others? 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 11.
Anti abamu abatatambula bulungi mumwe nga tebakola mirimu gyabwe nakatono wabula egyabalala.
Beyingiza mu byabalala.
Involved in affairs of others. Now, the works God is put for us to do.
Serving
as apostles, prophets, and pastors.
And
the other different gifts. Even in working, is commanded each one of us. You give this thing to do this. You touch here and there. And you refuse. Involve in things of going to carry out funerals.
Raising
money for weddings of people and friends.
Esende zinagambi okutekele wazinate kusona mbaga ya kwanu kwa kucharu
waiting for your friend at the village
womanyitu wakura na
you agree with the person
hidufu kuzimbira chitawu
nesa
zinagamba muzimbiri
it's time you say that it's built for him
womanyolu nakuru munga hazi yalino mzimu
one day Gehazi had a problem with Elisha
nabi Elisa
prophet Elisha seasons they're in was not to make money Gehazi sees the seasons of making money to gather things. Now this time most of what God gives us is to put in this work. You rather want to gather your account to increase money on there. Prophet Elisha told Gehazi, these are not seasons for making money. Seasons do the work of God. You are in gathering things.
Gehazi
had a problem.
He
wanted to build for his father and his family for the good house they better than the one they had. Don't say you're not going to build.
The
seasons God speaks of like today.
Let
people
stop
all ventures they were to do and first fulfill his work.
These
were evolving in affairs of others. They ignored the work of God. That's why their pockets had all the holes in them.
A
man gets 100 million but he has nothing now. Let me tell you, see,
you ignore
the work of God, you involve in affairs of others. Many weddings you raise for money out there. This time
not
raise money for weddings of people. Even our weddings here, we stopped them until we finish the work. We ignore the work, we involve in affairs of others. Let me give it to my
uncle.
Don't involve in affairs of others ignoring the work of God. Work on them later after finishing the work of God. You will help the uncle, mother, and the rest after. If you have tested to serve God, why do you make God last? Things of physical families, they trouble us much.
And
if you get in things of God, don't hear strength at all.
No one
is work and involved in affairs of others. Today they can say, let's give.
Say,
I don't have money. And a relative dies. And he said, money for porridge, I've sent 300,000. Money for
kumi.
Wheat.
The
coffin have also contributed. You get money there. Is it not like that? You can look for money.
If
you buy the coffin, you ask how tall is the debt? Don't buy the cheap. You get involved yourself.
If
season is that, we do that. No one
and
they tell me another is having this problem. Let God heal them. There's no money for that. All money is put in this work. It is the work of God. You wait it to be finished.
This
is no time evolving affairs which are not clear.
That
programs
the
land is raising money for things, building the house of the family. Tell them to wait
for
after I've made the Focus TV.
Yes, we have
Jesus. People say, Apostle, now we don't understand. You change things much.
Told us
God is merciful, now he's gotten harsh.
God,
not harsh, is taking laziness from us. Our brethren who are in the problems out there.
Life
destruction is increasing. Let's repeat this verse.
Abasesalonike ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'olumu.
2 Thessalonians 3:11.
Kubanga tuwulira nti eriyo abamu abatatambula bulungi mu mmwe nga tebakola mirimu gyabwe n'akatono wabula egy'abalala. Olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri abali bwe batyo tubalagira era tubabuulirira mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo okukolanga emirimu n'obuteefu balyoke balyenga emmere yaabwe bo.
Kakati agambye.
Now he says,
abali bwe batyo balagirwa ekiragiro.
People are given a command.
Badde eri omulimu gwa Katonda.
Get back to the work of God.
Era n'abaali basulayo emirimu gyabwe
gy'omubiri. Cast out their natural bakole babeeko n'ekyokuleeta. And they work have something to bring.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
Basonika ekyokubiri esula eyokusatu.
2 Thessalonians 13.
Naye mmwe abooluganda temukoowanga mu kukola obulungi. 14 era omuntu yenna bw'atagonderanga kigambo kyaffe mu bbaluwa eno oyo mumwetegerezenga so temwegattanga naye.
Kati bannange,
now brethren,
tugenda okukwetegereza.
We are going to watch you.
If you
avoid you, don't be surprised. Make phone call. I know you to promise wind. I'll put no silent. I look at it just. Brethren, that word shouldn't anger you. Let's not make you think we shifted from grace given us. Now imagine
you, every time
when we bring words of wisdom, it's not what you do. I will switch your phone silent. I may not switch it off. I leave it ring. I know very well you.
No.
You call a person.
No.
He said, this has failed. I said, do this. You refuse to do it. Some of you have troubled us for time. Do this, you will be well here. Don't accept when you leave, you do something else.
As if you
accept but you call us.
Please
get worse, you call us.
If
you are silent, you do your things. After they are raised up,
you
make a phone call. That we shall do.
You see,
the one calling, you know they are one troubling us. You
look
silent. You just look at it. Every time I ask you, time we speak, you say, the works of God are many. We have those to work on. And he said, what about
you?
Every day we work on you. Hospital, they refer, give reference. Go meet God.
Direct.
You leave us alone. Go trouble him himself. See if you will not get tired of you himself. You are a sick who troubles much. We give you medicine.
16.
Every day you take 4 people. You take 2. After you don't get healed, you say, I did get healed. How many
tablets?
I saw they are struggling me.
Did
you see my brother? We are going to mark you.
Ngotambula mu ngeri yetali ngabo ebigambo bya Katonda
we. Not as the words of God are.
Tuteesa bwe kitigwe ngo
otukwira. This you con us.
Ngo tulowozisa tulibomu nawe.
Make us think we are one with you.
Naye nga gwe olina ebibyo byoliko.
Yet you have your things you're up to.
Nga tutandika okukwewala.
Yet we begin to avoid you.
Naye kino ekyokubi kyaki tugaana okukikola.
This second refuses us to do it. Let's read the next verse.
Thessalonica ekyokubiri esule eyokusatu.
Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 15.
Sote mulowozanga nga mulabe nemu mubulirirenga ngo oluganda.
We are not to think of you as an enemy. We shall avoid you a little. Don't show you as an enemy. Where you need to be corrected, you correct.
Imagine,
I'm always speaking to you every day. And you are one people who trouble. You're not going to become an enemy. But we are going to avoid you a little. Even people who don't want to be corrected.
In a
situation like that,
we
find that sometimes the ministers are younger in age.
And
you see you're old.
Tell
you we don't want it, you decide your own. Now, I don't know what you're up to. Some of us are wiseacking. But that wiseacking comes from the age.
We speak
well things of the kingdom. When you say I'm a mature person.
Also,
the years is old. Sometimes
you
speak things of the young boys. You decide to speak things of the young boys.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those ways don't fail to be in people. People have those ways.
Mostly
those matured in years.
We speak things of God
and they evolve their years.
And
you begin to recollect what apostle spoke, but did he speak by himself or by God?
Shouldn't
despise you for your youth. The time we are in is very hard. Some of you
told
major things to do, and God has revealed it.
Say,
I have plans on the years I have.
Yes,
I have plenty plans.
I am
going to avoid you in the truth. And if you come to greet me, I like that. You know, I avoided you. You see, I don't lay my heart for your way.
Most,
if I'm talking to you, but if you speak me, I'm
reminding
my things. I avoided you, but I have no way to speak it to you. You trouble me.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Let's not each trouble another. Let's connect and help each other. The men in the book of Haggai, they reached on the work of God and they said,
this
is not the time to build the temple of God.
It's
time to build our own houses.
Said,
is it time to build your houses? And you ignore what my house?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The time
we are in is written in scriptures.
It's
no time to do your own things.
She said,
time to go and things. Yours will come later.
And
we gave a vision, one brethren. In the night to Monday. And he said, people,
it's
time to ignore their own things.
All their plans
and do the work of God. Then it will fulfill theirs. Let's read in Haggai.
You
want to wind up, go into suggestions.
Haggai
chapter 1. Let's begin from verse 1.
Haggai
chapter 1 from verse 1.
Mumwako ogwokubiri ogwa Daliyo Kabaka, mumwezi ogwo mukaga kulunako olwo mwezi olwolubereberye ekigambo kya Mukama nekijjira mukaga inabbi Erizerubabeli mutabani wa Seyalutieri owesaza ya Yuda neri Yoshua mutabani wa Yekozadaki kabona asinga obukulu ngakyogera olinyo lwokubiri nti bwati bwayogera Mukama owejje nti abantu bano boogera nti kano sike kase nti kaakano sikye ekiseera ekyokujja ekiseera ekyokuzimbiramu ennyumba ya Mukama. Olinyo lwokusatu
uliriza bulungi
kigambo
kya Mukama munabbi Kagai,
the word of Lord and the prophet Haggai,
nga kigamba,
and it says
abantu bano bagamba,
these people say to each other,
ekiseera ekyozimba ennyumba ya Mukama,
no time to build the temple of the Lord.
Mukama twakava mu bannabbi batudde,
God, we've left prophets that stole from us,
leka tulye ku kimu ekye kumi naawe,
let's give of a tithe, Lord.
Even
the offerings,
let's,
some of them they stole them before.
It's time
to renew ourselves.
Now you see,
it's time to build your house.
I hear
work of God.
We've
been in sorrow, leave us also.
Prophets
stole from us
sometimes.
False apostles and false
pastors.
And they made their televisions. You two tell us your own. You leave us.
Kaga yesule soka noru nyiriri orokusatu
Haggai chapter 1 verse 3
awe chigambo cha Mukama nechijira mukaga inabi ngachogera orinyo rokuna nti chechisera mwe benyini okubera mnyumba za mwe ezibi kidua ko enyumba eno ngebere rao ngereke duao
nchechisera mwe
is it time you
musere sama batiko
you roof with iron sheets of your housings
wanga waduwa ya garo jichu sambu
someone want to change the roof
mabati gano ya gako ya
garo jichu they are tired of iron sheets
chisera mwe mubere mu nyumba
can you live in nice beautiful houses
kanisa ya katonda eri mu nse
bona bona house of God is in the world, the church suffering
ngane ngeri yokeyo kujita satu diwe njiri entu
where to save it, give the right gospel to them
kuteka wo TV ya Mukama
put the television of God
chisera mwe musule mu nno
time you live in good housings
nge kanisa ya katonda mu nsi yonna eri mu
kubona bona of God in the world they are suffering
mumanyi burungi kubana mwe mwali yoko
you know well for yourself we're out there
bintu ebyo kubibwa no kunyagibwa mu nsi yonna
stolen and robbing from you in the world
mumanyi okunyigirizibwa kwa bana ba katonda bwe kubadde
pressing of children of God has been
iranga bwe kuli mu nsi
how it is in the world
mumanyi burungi
you know very well
abatekeddwa ke mizimu nga babagamba moyo mutukuvu nga bwe bali
put them the demons and they say it's the Holy Spirit
bali mungeri ya kukaba
they are in the way of crying
kubona abona
suffering
abamu baba wenza
others they made them get mad
yebafuna bibawayo bote baina na chakulia
what they give out they have nothing to eat
ya gamba gorozo gena kuba mu nyumba nnungi nga abana bakatonda bali munsi bakaba
be in a good house and God's children are in the world crying
amadini gabanyigirije
religions of priest them
yete bada bakubo
but they don't see the way
banga nobwalingo obulokozi bufuse
kizibu even what seems salvation is becoming a problem
kati yaga magoroboza
how we say you think
kisera fetu zimbeza fenoni
time as deal our good housings
banga tunne bigambo ngatuga
but we have what say
kama naye bito tabiranga sibya tulinda sente zikola TV
God we don't have money to make televisions
wacha tuleke
why
sina na TV
I don't have a television in my house
mkore ya mkame
ya gwa the one of God for the nation let us see
Kagai esule soka nolu nyiriri olokutano
Haggai chapter 1 verse 5
kale no bwati wayogera Mukama wejenti mulowoze amakubo gamwe olinyolo mukaga mwasiga bingi ne mukungula bitono mwalia nete mukuta ti mulia nete mukuta munywa nete mukuta bye munywa mwambala nete wali abuguma no yafuna empera afuna okujiteeka okujiteeka mu nsawo yawumuka wumuka
katika duna echi yakora
now what go to what he did
naga katika nkole bwenti
let me do like this
kangende mu nsawo za
let me go in their pockets
kube mu ebituli
and I put holes in them
nsawo yo kaloinzi okubojeka
you may prove be sure of your pocket
yatonge baburungi
it was made well
virabu kwata mtu
na mwiki touch you don't see a hole there
na yebi tuli byayogera ko
all these people there are the problems which come your way
As you've gotten your salary, problems come. You will work, let me prove to you.
But
you don't get enough. Yet you earn. It will not hinder you to earn. It will come. You get and you keep. It never remains there. Immediately it is gone away. The whole salary you get 300 millions. It goes away without you knowing.
They have put holes in their pocket.
Haggai chapter 1 verse
7.
Bwati wayogera mukama wejenti mulowoze amakubo gamwe olinyolo munana mulinye ku lusozi mulete emiti muzimbe nyumba nange ndigisanyukira
nanga kati sawa ya kukola.
He said it is time for work.
Kubanga bayino kuzimba.
For they were meant to build.
Mulinye nsozi muwara atana olusozi siri wanguru akujja
ko miti. These are not easy to get poles from there.
Bagame ntibajijawo.
They said they get pole timber from where? Mountain.
You
not to slope down with poles of timber on with you.
Now
time the problem
is
going to give it to you, but you get it from the mountain.
Not
so easy getting to give it, but even to bring it, you'll see a slope evolved. And there are things dragging you.
You know,
the one on the slope, how they move. You bring things, but they are
drunk.
Something wants to make you throw them down. They climb where to bring the timber.
Haggai
chapter 1, verses 8.
Mulinye ku lusozi. Mulete emiti.
Kakati ulirize.
Why do they get timber on the flatlands? But the timber had to get begotten on the mountain. Let me stand brief. You know, timber gotten from the mountain, and the way it would slope down with it. These things are involving determination. For climbing on the tree,
to
go on the mountain top, get timber from up mountain top, you go sweat up there.
As
reach where to cut timber. Now to bring it down, there is another toiling, bring it down. You sleep and the falling is involved. Reaching one pole of a timber. Now you ask Apostle Geoffrey, he who gave the land. Why did you give your land? And to get it, it was mountain ridge top, get the timber up there. To prove I have to give it. Now to come down, bring it.
See,
maybe I speak it open, maybe I will change.
Let
me keep silent.
Because
I may change my mind. You were
in,
you ran from the mountain with the poles and timbers.
Haggai chapter 1 verse
8.
Ti mulinye ku lusozi mulete emiti muzimbe nyumba nange ndigisanyukira era ndigulumizibwa bwayogera mukama olinyolo omwenda mwasubira bingi kale laba neiba bitono era bwe mwabireta era bwe mwabireteeka ne mbifumula.
Now the problem is that
you
expected much in your work and they came up few. When you bring them, you blew them away.
nemufuno obuntu obutini.
You get little things.
Ati nobuleete bitawana ni jibutwala.
Bring them, then troubles take them away.
Wango yogerante ibirosibya kuzimba nyumba ya Mukama.
Seasons are not for building the house of God.
Ibirosibya mulimo gwa Katonda.
Not season to be in the work of
ya
God.
Kuzimba bya fe.
For building our things.
Tulimo kweza bujana
mwe banaye Mukama. We are renewing ourselves, leave us.
Batu banyo kushe. It's told us much for
from
what tulike na Mukama.
You leave us, Lord.
Katulabe.
Kaga yisule soka nolu nyiriri oruo muenda.
Haggai chapter 1 verses 9.
Mwasu vila vinji, kale lava, na hiva bitono. Era bwemubireta, bwemubireteka, nembifumula, luachi, mwayogera Mukama weje.
Ichibuzo luachi ya bifumula.
Question why he blew them away.
Kaga yisule soka olunyo oruo muenda.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 9.
Ogwe nyumba yange, ebere lao, ngereke duao, namwe mudukira buli muntu eliye nyumba ye.
Insunga.
The reason.
Wange nyumba yange kanisa yange
mwusi. My church in the world. No one minds of it.
Uliomaduka kuzimba zizi.
He runs to build their own house.
Uliomagenzi kubibia.
Goes on their own business.
Ruhaliru webuzo. Kuitibwa kwangu kuramba.
The call, entire call of the nation.
Nekutawa denanka radio.
And it never holds even a radio.
Ni wangu badeka TV.
Neither a television.
Wanga radio ni more expensive. But
radio is a bit expensive now.
Radio jita nikawetaga milioni rukaga.
Begin a radio need 600 millions.
Radio singira dalaka
tuwarato. Radio is far expensive.
TV ate yonyawa.
Television is easy.
Kakati yeche agambi.
Now what he says.
Buriomu ambu aroza kugena kubibia.
Each thinks to go on to their own business.
Asokea maro kutegi kiraba na
wena abazuku. Prepare for their children and grandchildren.
Mbunge ye mukama anajoru vanyuma.
That God will come later.
Chukagwe ya gara kule mbeze mwe
vio. Yet you want him front your own things.
Kagai esure soka nolu nyiri yole kumi.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 10.
Kale kuruwa mwe, egruche rivuderi ziizibwa okuleto omusulo. Netaka lizi izibwa okubala ibibala byalyo. Olinyo yole kumi nolumu. Nempita echanda okuja kunsi, nekunsozi, nekungano, nekumwenge, nekumafuta, nekwebio etaka byeribala, nekubantu, nekunsolo. Neku mirimu jo neje ngaro.
Inagamba katikuruwa mwe.
He said for your sake.
Mwe mbonyera bonyensi.
It's you troubling the world.
Uchimanyi ndio kubona abona kwensi ne kanisa.
Suffering of the world and church.
Chawa zino kuva ku Uganda.
This time it's coming because of Uganda.
Ikanisa zuna engi kubona abona.
All churches the suffering.
Manabi wabulimbo kuyingo obunji.
For prophets to be many.
Baibuli kwega obuna biyo wafurumia muwara OHT wa yewe.
Prophets which came through the door of his excellency.
Says
the light of knowledge, light of the word of God,
it will
come from Uganda, spread the world.
Darkness
troubling children of God.
In there
cometh many false prophets. Comes from us ourselves. And the world suffers. Even church suffers.
Nagamba kuruwa mwe.
And he said for you
said,
you people the few
binalondo
whom I chose to do work, you causing the suffering of the world.
Kaga yesule soka noru nyiriri orwe kuminebili.
Haggai chapter 1 verse 12.
Auzeru babeli mutabani wa seru ya teri na Yesua mutabani wa yeko zadaki kabona asingo bukuru wamuna haba ntubo na abafiseo nebagondere dobozi lya Mukama Katonda wabwe nebigambo bya Kagayi nabbi nga Mukama Katonda wabwe bwe yamutuma. Abantu nebatya mu maso ga Mukama. 13 Awo Kagayi omubaka wa Mukama naagamba abantu ngayima mu bubaka bwa Mukama nti nze ndi wamu nammwe bwayogera Mukama. Olunyole 14 Awo Mukama nakubiriza omwoyo gwa Zerubabeli mutabani wa Seruyatieri owesaza lya Yuda n'omwoyo gwa Yosua mutabani wa Yekozodaki kabona asinga obukulu n'omwoyo gw'abantu bonna abaali bafiseewo ne bajja ne bakola omulimu mu nnyumba ya Mukama owejje Katonda waabwe. 15 Ku lunaku olw'omwezi olw'amakumi abiri mwenya
praise Jesus
And they were still at their hearts, even the remnants. And they rose up, come do the work of God. It is time, brethren, that rise up, come do the work of God. We have to accept that work. As we had first in the book of Judges chapter 7, why God uses the very few people, and those few people, they can cause the suffering of the world or to bring his salvation to the world.
As
heard in the book of Haggai, God restores these words back to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now let's encourage ourselves that we can come do the work of God. When you enter chapter 2, read like 4 verses. He says this. Haggai chapter 2 verses 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijira mu Haggai nabbi nga kyogera olinyolo kubiri. Ntigamba nno Zerubbabeli mutabani wa Seruyatieri owessaza lya Yuda ne Yesuwa mutabani wa Yekozadaki kabona asinga obukulu n'abantu abafisseewo ng'oyogera olinyolo kusatu. Nti ani asigaddewo mummwe eyalaba ennyumba eno mu kitiibwa kyayo ekyasooka era mugiraba mutya kaakano? Temujiraba nga teri muka abuntu mu maso gamwe.
Agamba kufa bafisewo.
He said, we who are remaining.
Kanisa tujiraba tutya.
How do we see the church?
Ekitiibwa ky'ebikolwa by'abatume.
The glory of the Acts of Apostles.
Ne bwefaanana kaakano.
And how it appears now.
Mujiraba mutya kanisa.
How do you see the standing of church?
Teyetaaga buyambi.
They didn't need help. Who knows of its glory which was there before, of the Acts of Apostles, how the church used to
move,
how was it? Is the how do you see it? How do you see the church of today? Is it in the glory of God? Remnants who have been brought new generation. Now we've been revealed so the way the church is, and it needs help.
The walls,
those who destroy.
Haggai esule yokubiri noru nyiriri oruokuna.
Haggai chapter 2 verses 4.
Irena yeka akano bera na amanyi ayi Zerubbabeli bwayogera Mukama era bera n'amaanyi ayi Yosuwa mutabani wa Yekozadaki kabona asinga obukulu era mubeere n'amaanyi mwe mwenna abantu ab'omu nsi bwayogera Mukama mukole omulimu kubanga nze ndi wamu nammwe.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Agambye ffeffe natubeere n'amaanyi.
He said, all us, let's get strong.
All
people on the world examining this work.
Agambye tukole omulimu.
He said, let's do the work. You know the work very well. Take the light of the full knowledge to the entire world to fulfill the other promise. The world will be filled with the knowledge of God and His glory.
But
in there is where the fulfillment of the call of the nation gets
God.
In the putting of the focus of God television, it's time to arise, do the work. God is together with us. Let not be as if we force Him to bless us.
Agami mugoroko kemu demu amani.
Arise, get strengthened.
Tukoro mulimu guno.
Let's do this work.
Karonayani gambi.
God would have said,
"Bangoroko kemu koro mulimu."
Let me arise, do the work.
Niete bizamuga gogoroko kaguo koro mulimu.
Say, "Arise, you and do the work."
Yeah, tulinze ko mulimu.
He's just waiting for us.
Kabatu dina monyoro kutan.
Let's repeat verse 5.
Haggai sura yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Haggai chapter 2 verses 5.
Ng'ekigambo bwe kiri kyennalagaana nammwe bwe mwava mu Misiri. Omwoyo gwange ne gubeera mu mmwe.
Mwetegefu okubeera naffe.
He's ready to be with us.
Omwoyo we ng'ali mu ffe.
His spirit is in us.
Haggai sura yokubiri n'olunyiriri lwakutaano.
Haggai 2 5.
Ti ng'ekigambo bwe kiri kyennalagaana nammwe bwe mwava mu Misiri. Omwoyo gwange ne gubeera mu mmwe. Temutia.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. We shouldn't fear. But we had gotten afraid, brethren.
tinga tugwa mwama
and we get weakened
songo mulimo goto kwasidwa
yet the work has been given us
wabula kunkole eno
but in this way
nyagalu sembya nebyandikwa bibiri
we want to end with two scriptures
Marko esule ne 12
in the Mark 12
onyoma makumi ana moro
verse 41
baka ana munya
and 44
ayogera bwati
he speaks like this
atonda agena tunulira buli omunga bwawa
God's going to look each how they give
na masa mojo bulungi
bwo jojo I
yes he was
praise Jesus Amen. People think all along God never saw that. The ability they know they have it.
Mark 12
from verse 41. Mark chapter 12 from verse 41.
Natula okolekera egwanika. Nalaba ebibiina bwe bisuule feza mugwanika.
Atuddeko waguru kuru.
Let's briefly get up.
Nayo kulunye olwa waguru olwana olwa makumi ana.
Mako esule ye 12 n'olunyiriri olwana.
Mark 12 verses 40.
Abali ennyumba z'abannamwandu era abasaba ennyo mu bunnanfuusi. Abo balizo omusango ogusinga obunene. Olunyolwana mu olumu. Natula okolekere gwanika nalabe bibiina bwe bisuula efeza mugwanika
yasuka mukama afesu natule
Lord Jesus was set aside
nalaba bwe bawayo
he looked how they were giving
obadolo zatakulaba
he thought he never saw you
wanji
are we together
akulaba
he sees you
God's
been seeing how you've been giving
adeye kenyini amanyi bwosobora
he himself knows your ability.
No, there's
another word, ability, and you don't give us your ability. What
price
is those with little ability give with that ability?
You
first let me
sit
and they are giving. God sits aside, say, let me see how they give. And he says,
you
have much ability. But you are the one who gives the least small.
Mark 12, verses 41. Natulo kule kere gwanika. Nala bebibina bebisule feza mugwanika. Banji abali abagaga abasula mu ebinji.
Banji bali bagaga.
Many were rich.
Basula mu bibi.
They threw in large sums.
Ebiringa ebinji.
And they seemed large.
Naye mukama Yesu ya complaining
anaga. Jesus complained that he said.
Bawadde yo kuva ku bingi obutini.
Given from plenty and given little.
Biringa ebinji
basugaba. They seem much in human eyes.
Hirike nakugambiye.
What I told you of.
Omuntu alina obukadde
kikumi. Someone has 100 millions.
They have
given I 10 millions.
Another
has 10 millions.
They
have given out 2 millions.
Who
is given more? Imagine you're having 100 million.
Don't
even have strength to give the tithe and the offerings on that.
You know,
people get plenty money, they fail to give tithe and offerings. One who gets little, they try to give tithe and offerings. I don't know what money speaks to them.
It speaks,
you still know it speaks. But God too speaks.
Bring
tithe and the offerings, you want to hear what else? It speaks and God too speaks. You want to hear a
full Bible.
You are of God, Bible says the one of God hears the voice of God. And they hearken to his word.
If
you say money speaks and you are, you are not of God. You are lacking.
Now
God puts people on weigh scales. This was King Belshazzar.
He
told him, as I weighed, you have the wisdom.
We
weighed the entire of you.
You
have no wisdom, no ability. Just from the kingship.
God
weighs and you're not worthy.
Now we see how you do your works. I leave this one new generation will make many fall. Every time, blocks before you that you can fall. It is the truth.
If God will corrupt many, put blocks your way that you fall.
And you run yourself. You chase yourself from full knowledge. You keep pretending.
God
will put stumbling blocks to yourself for you to corrupt many. That he can be relieved of you.
The block, you don't know how it will come your way.
But you'll see you stumbling yourself. You chase yourself.
We say,
come back. No. There's another they put stumbling way before them, before some time back. They chased themselves. Now we pass them as if they've never been with us. Sometimes they pretend when they meet us. Block ahead. God can cut you that don't trouble the new generation.
Mako esule yekumine biri nolu nyiriri olwana mwebiri.
Mark 12 verses 42.
Awunamu andu omu omuavu najja nasulamu ebitundu bibiri yekodula anti anamu satu naita abayigirizwa be nabagamba anti mazima mbagamba anti namuandu ono omuavu asuddemu bingi okusinga bonna abasula mu gwanika.
He said this widow asuddemu bingi, she brought much than the others who have. Disciples said, Lord, you don't see. The man has put a 10 million bundle in there.
He's
putting only 2 million. Don't you see that? Now, who's done more? He answered them like this.
Mark 12
verse
44. Kubanga bonna basuddemu ku bibafikiridde.
This the rich, what did they do here? They first counted money put on their accounts. That which remained, what they gathered and brought. It seemed much, but they got from what remained. And they first done their things. There are people like this who are like those. After you would have finished your work, that you get those remainings. Jesus watches and sees you the good thing. We ask him beat you for us, but what should we ask him to be the beat? But God
is
and brought on those
women.
And those I know better well. I will speak them one day. And they bring the little remaining, little remnants.
And
we give the touch this and like that. And it's 30. Let me give this one. You see them two appear in those who give. God see you are a real curse.
See,
these people bring the remains.
Not to be there
that always where you are giving. In the time these offerings are not mine. But if you feel you have remains, simple coins,
I remember
2,000. Let me give it. And God sees you. Build your rentals. Build another house to rest within the winter season. weekend car you have not yet bought.
You need another car for the weekend.
Put the television of God.
Mark
12:44.
Kubanga bonna basuddemu kubi bafikiridde. Nayoyo mukwetaga kwe asuddemu byonna byali nabyo.
Kakati omukyalo ono.
Now the widow.
Bambi.
She needed many things. But she got the little she had. What she gave and gave out. Everything she had, she gave out.
And
she first considered to finish the work of God. She was in
need.
What she had was little. She gave it out. See how God has had mercy on us.
Not
told us, give all our things. He's reasoned with us.
Say,
even the one who took it, and is what they have, we
have
to restore it and we add in.
Now,
this widow, where will you escape her? On the issue of the pleading for doing the work of God.
And
what she had, what she remained with, what she gave out. Especially of doing God's work. Apostle Geoffrey gave. Pastor Robina.
Uganda Nicholas.
Brother Nicholas.
Maybe
they have. These I bought. They had is what they gave out. And you had them say they're going to keep go renting. Those who are rich.
Rich
in the spiritual world, they have been provided
more. But
God gave them a test.
They work with him
and they had what they had.
And
that's what he has.
Yet
they want to give. God puts it to them as it is.
This
is whether you use what you have.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now you are like a widow.
What
you remain with is
look
on the work of God they are putting in. The bag has been opened up. The rich bring on what remains.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As we end with Acts 4,
those are the last
scriptures I spoke of. This is the last. Praise Jesus. Let's read from verse 34.
Bikula bya batume sura yokuna n'olunyiro 34.
Acts chapter 4 verse 34.
Kubanga tewali mubbo eyetaganga. Kubanga bonna bali n'ensuku obe nyumba bazitundanga. Ne baleto muwendo gwazo ezatundibwanga. 35. Ne baguteka ku bigere bya batume. Nebagabiranga buli muntu ngabo yetaganga.
You have heard what happened.
Those
who have fields, plenty of them.
Bayumba manji.
Housings, many of them.
Mataka.
The lands.
Batundanga.
They sold portions of them.
Angatuare mlimo gwa mukama.
They still take the work of God.
Mlimo gwa hali gwa katani kanga gweta gwa bugabi.
And just began and needed provision.
Atini katuna nachi tulekere.
Go to left it to us.
Let me
see how you're going to do it with your possessions.
This is
not the first generation to do this.
We're
not the first.
God's
left us say, let's use our own.
Bikula bya batume esule yokuna noru nyiriri olasa tumweta.
Acts chapter 4 verse 35.
Nebaguteka kubigere bya batume nebagabiranga buli muntu ngabo yetaganga. 3:6. Na Yusufu abatume gwebayita Barunaba okutegeezebwa kwaliyo nti mwana wa Sanyu omulevi eyazaalirwa Ekupulo 37 yalina ennimiro n'agitunda n'aleeta effeeza n'agiteeka ku bigere by'abatume.
It's
not us who fast.
Na Yusufu,
even Joseph,
Omulevi,
the Levite,
Omwana,
the son of encouragement, the Luganda weakens this meaning.
He's
called the son of encouragement.
Know
their servants. And
they
see the weak and they shall be fast. I will sell mine. These are called sons of encouragement. When they see
a lead, it means
I'll be the first on mine.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
He
went sold.
He's
brought on the apostles' feet.
If people
shall be here, let me sample them. Some of our brethren came out.
You are
going to be among those who are called sons of encouragement.
Now,
those who encourage us,
those who
lift us, that we have to work.
New
generation, we are to be
people. Uganda, to raise
Uganda, we are to do the work of God.
That is
put in places. Everyone will wake up where they are. Let me end there. May God bless you.